The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now it's time for What to Watch. I'm joined in studio. First time seeing you in studio in real life.
I
this
know.
Is most bizarre. Serena Bellissimo.
Are you really real?
I'm not really, no.
It's AI.
Yeah, questionable. Entertainment journalist and presenter of Screen Time, who, quite frankly, I'm fed up seeing over the years, John Fardy.
Great to see you, as I live and breathe.
Good to have you both here, guys. We're going to talk about a film I know nothing about, which is Ironheart.
So this is a series. You really don't know anything about it.
No.
It's a Disney Plus series. It's from the Marvel Universe.
I should know about it then.
Well, no, I didn't know anything about it either because I think we've all got Marvel fatigue.
Mm.
Yeah, we're sort of over it. They've done... Actually, the only Marvel series I really liked was WandaVision. Mm. What about you, John?
I really liked WandaVision as well. Yeah, I did like that thing with the... wasn't the witch? What was that one?
Agatha
All the Way.
Yeah.
Agatha All Along.
There was one most recently that wasn't terrible. Bucky was in it.
Oh, the soldier and... No, I was going to say the Way of the Falcon and
that
the
was
Winter
a movie,
soldier,
but they're all kind of mushed together, aren't they? Yeah.
But this one, I actually quite liked because this is set after the events of Black Panda, Wakanda Forever.
Black Panther, not Black Panda.
Yeah. That's what I did say, didn't I? Panda.
Yeah. That's a different thing entirely.
I was thinking of Wakanda. I blended the two. No, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And this time we're looking at Riri, who has made a suit to rival that of Tony Stark's. She ends up back in her hometown. The mysterious yet charming Parker approaches her. Do you want to work together? And then it all snowballs from that.
Is it cartoon or is it real?
No, it's real.
Real person.
It's real people
okay.
acting in it. Real but fantasy. Interestingly enough, I've never heard of this happening. This was review bombed before it even was released. So what that means is people went onto Rotten Tomatoes, went onto IMDb, and they went and gave this really bad review.
This happened to Snow White as well. Now, I'm not a fan of Snow White, but Snow White got crucified before it reached the cinema.
That was probably deserved in that case.
Is this deserved?
It is not deserved. Look, some Marvel fans are really upset because, you know, Tony Stark is only mentioned and they feel that he should get more respect.
Oh, so they're sullying the name of the dead Tony Stark.
Exactly, which is ridiculous. And look,
spoiler there, by the way.
He's mentioned and stuff. I quite liked it because I felt like it wasn't the same old, same old. Yes, it's a superhero. Yes, it's good versus evil. But we're seeing it from different perspectives. It's six episodes long. Three have released this week, three released next week on Disney Plus. I quite enjoyed it.
The one I was talking about. Remember the guy with the arrows and the actor was hit by a snowball?
Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. That was the one that I thought was good.
I never watched that one.
That was okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That wasn't great.
Do you know, this is the thing, right? This isn't going to be groundbreaking. This isn't something that you're going to look back on and go, wow, Ironheart, that was brilliant. But as far as Marvel TV shows go, I quite enjoyed this. I enjoyed seeing something different, different setting, different characters. And the acting is great. Relationships are great. If you want Marvel, you're missing it.
I don't know if you're like me. I'd either watch all three and go, or I'll watch about 10 minutes and go, nah.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, and if you do want to binge, wait until next week, because next week all six
are there. Okay. Yeah. Very good. The Bear, we were talking about Chicago with Fionn Davenport earlier in the week, because he was reviewing it as his travel destination, and The Bear came up, John.
Indeed, it should, because it's a brilliant TV show for people who don't know, like Emmy fodder. It's won so many Emmys.
Except it's not a comedy. It keeps putting itself
in
the comedy category.
It's definitely a dramedy and more a drama than that.
Dark comedy,
that is. A dark comedy, but I it's not a comedy, you're right. About a restaurant that's going through all these changes. Jeremy Allen White is the chef taking over this kind of family restaurant in Chicago. The first season was brilliant. The second season was incredible. It had these, like The Sopranos used to do, mini movies in one episode that you could literally watch one episode that was almost self-contained and go, this is some of the best TV ever made. Season three, forgive the culinary pun, went off the boil dramatically.
Oh, did you see what he did there? What a wordsmith.
I've been up and down rehearsing that for hours. But the good news is season four is back in effect, I would say. Now, it's 10 episodes. I've only watched 4.5, but they're very good so far. What I really like is the third episode is one of those episodes where It's not even in the restaurant, and it's one of the characters visiting her cousin and getting her hair done. And you might go, that sounds really dull. It's not. This but is TV that takes chances.
The reason
and
why
talking
season,
about Marvel and formulas and stuff, this is the opposite of that.
Season three kind of went a bit wobbly because it focused on individual storylines as opposed to the drama of the restaurant. So you're telling me it's doing the same thing this time?
It does a bit of both, but it's a lot more successful. And it starts with, they got this bad review in the Chicago Tribune, and the wheels are coming
off. That was
off.
The cliffhanger at the end of the last series.
Which, you know, is really a first world problem. But
so you're telling me it's a bad review. He spoiled it. Did you see that there?
No.
That wasn't at the end of the last series, John. You have just given us a spoiler.
I can't remember. I watch so much stuff. I don't know what day of the week it is. But it begins really good where the uncle's back and he has a clock counting down how long they have to turn this restaurant around. So I found it very... So I'm about halfway through season four. It's all on Disney Plus. I think Bear fans will be really...
You liked it,
Serena. I'm up to episode 7.
Oh, wow.
So every season they have this long 1 hour episode. Episode 7 is it?
Yeah.
It's set in a wedding. It was incredible.
Is that on Disney Plus now?
It's on Disney. All 10 episodes are available on Disney Plus. I'm with John. This episode, from the minute it started, you're like, you are back. And I think when you were mentioning that it focused on too many different characters, I think the difference was, I don't care when they're focusing on the characters that we know, the family from the restaurant. It's when they start going outside the restaurant, and it doesn't matter how great Olivia Colman is. That final episode of season 3 where it's about, you know, the saying goodbye to her restaurant, didn't really care because it wasn't their restaurant. This is fantastic. Again, some of the best TV you'll see. And quick.
And there's an episode in season 2 where it's all set at Christmas. It's one of the best pieces of TV in recent
years.
That
dinner, the family dinner. It's brilliant. It really is.
And again, it's a standalone thing. You could sit down and watch that.
Gladiator 2 is on Sky Cinema from Friday. Serena, kind of left me a little bit chilly.
So I think there's two camps. Can't believe I'm going to admit this. There's the ones that have seen the original Gladiator, and then there's the ones who haven't seen the original Gladiator. I hadn't seen the original Gladiator.
What?
I've seen all the clips.
Were you under?
I know. At the time, I wasn't into that sort of thing. So I went and watched Gladiator 2. I think it does need to be seen on the big screen, but if you have missed it, Sky Cinema is where you can catch it. Because I didn't have anything to compare it to, I thought it was really good. I thought Paul Mescal was really good. But if you're comparing it to the first one, you may be left a little disappointed.
I thought Paul Mescal got unfair reviews because he wasn't... I kind of anticipated he was going to be not great in this film. I thought he was actually really quite good.
Yeah, he held this really well, I thought.
Yeah. John, I mean, obviously you count Paul Mescal amongst your personal friends.
I didn't count him for this at the time, I remember. Yeah. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he has his number if you wanted.
Absolutely, listen, anytime. But he's also great in this. Like, his accent was a bit, I'm not so sure about that, but I thought he had the presence of a gladiator hero. Denzel Washington's great in it as well.
He had a ball doing this.
The movie, John, that you want to talk about is one that I am put off by without seeing a single frame of it. When I saw the logo for F1 and it had a little trademark next to it, I said, that is going to be absolute tosh. I'm not going to spend any time in it.
Full disclosure, I had a very busy week, so I haven't got to this, but we have to mention it in a TV movie review of the week. F1 the movie, maybe the big summer blockbuster. This is like a state-sponsored version of F1. They're involved. There's a lot of product placement. Brad Pitt is playing an almost Rocky Balboa-type character who was a never was.
Is he not in his late 60s at this stage and shouldn't be driving a car?
He still looks pretty great. Yeah. It's getting very good reviews. This is high octane entertainment by all accounts, if you can park the kind of product placement, let's get everyone watching F1 kind of thing, you know?
From a female point of view, though, there's a lot of people who are just going, I hate the way females are represented in this again.
Kerry Condon's in it.
Kerry Condon and Simone Ashley, who was in Bridgerton, was supposed to be in this. She was a potential love interest. She's been
so a little bit like Ironheart. Without having seen it, we are writing it off. Is that fair
not
to say?
Not at all.
It's getting good reviews. This. Yeah.
So you have seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it.
And I will go see it.
Yes, of course you will. That is it. You do recommend as well.
I just want to mention Squid Game.
Yeah, go on quick.
We can't review it. I have seen it all, but it is back tomorrow. The final season. The creator and star of it are on screen time this week. I just had to mention.
Just
that.
Casual
it's
dropping
season
of
three.
Names.
It's the last season. Promise. We can't review it. But it's back in all its
maybe
effect.
After season 3, someone will have noticed a large amount of people dying and not surfacing again. John Fardy, Serena Bellissimo, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.